All I Have to Give, written by Mary Wood, read by Anne Dover. Chapter 1. Ada. Low Moor, Bradford, Yorkshire, January 1916. A torn heart.
You were not going out with Jimmy, I'm telling you, lad. Get all idea of it out of your head. I couldn't bear it. I've given our Bobby and our Jack to this bloody war. That letter from the King himself said they would ask no more of me, and that my youngest would be exempt.
Ada clung on to the pot sink for support and closed her eyes as the pain of her loss seared through her. She was a woman whose 36 years had dealt her many a hard blow, none of which had broken her yet. As she looked out of the window, the view of the cobbled street with its rows of terraced houses blurred through her tears. Fear caused her stomach to clench tightly. It had seemed as though her world had come to an end when the telegram saying that both her lads had been killed in action had arrived 15 months ago. But then she'd felt safe in still having her Jimmy. She wouldn't lose him. The King's letter saying that he and the country thanked her for her sacrifice had assured her they would not ask her third son to enlist.
"I have to go, Ma. All the lads have joined up. Had to look like I was a coward or summat if I hadn't done the same. Besides, I have to go for our Bobby and our Jack. I have to honour their memory. I have to kill some of them bastard Germans as killed me brothers."
She couldn't find the words to answer him. As she turned towards him, it seemed to her that Jimmy had grown in stature. Whilst he'd always been a small lad, smaller than his brothers had been, something she'd put down to the difficult time she'd had birthing and raising him, he now stood to his full height, his pride in himself evident. As her third child, Jimmy had also been her last, as the damage his breech birth had caused her had stopped everything working as it should, and she'd never seen a period since. Though perhaps that was as well in some ways, as her Paddy never left her be, and would have knocked a dozen out of her by now if he could. Given to swilling the drink down, Paddy spent most of what he earned, through one scam or another, or through the odd job that came his way, on drink, and he gave a good bit of what was left to the bookie's runner. He'd never kept a permanent job. The gasworks, where most men in the area worked, sacked him for poor attendance, and his stint down the mine hadn't lasted long either. With his record, he couldn't even get taken on in the munitions factory at a time when they were crying out for workers.
Either'd have been made if he had, but them workers were earning a fortune.
If it hadn't been for her Beryl helping out, they'd have starved by now, as Paddy wouldn't hear of letting Ada go out to work. It was against his principles, he'd say. Beryl was her elder sister, and she'd never had any children. It was said that Bill, her husband, didn't have it in him. He'd been married before, and his first wife, who died of the typhus, had been childless. Beryl and Bill had doted on Ada's three. Bobby's and Jack's passing had broken their hearts. How they would take this news, Ada didn't know.
Eric's going, and so is Arthur.
Jimmy's voice held a quiver, a nervousness, and she didn't think this was just because of telling her this news. Perhaps the possible consequences of what he'd done were dawning on him.
Oh, God, no! Not them as well! What are their mams going to think? Mabel dotes on her, Eric, and Agatha's only got the one lad. They were shocked, but also proud of them, and told all the neighbours. I thought you would be proud and all our mam.
Well, you thought wrong, Jimmy. You were not going, and that's an end to matter.
It's too late, Ma. I signed.
You haven't, lad. No. But how?
A bloke came into the mill. He said he wanted volunteers and would be at social club all afternoon. He told us that pals like us three, and a few more from around here who'd joined us, were all going together to support each other and keep each other safe. Aye, and he said that lads like us were dying because there aren't enough of us, and they need our help, and we should stand shoulder to shoulder.